Page 42. Yelp continues on its path of success. In the fractured and fractious world of local advertising, Jeremy Stoppelman and Yelp are shooting for the moon. Sometime last year, the home button on my iPhone stopped working. I spent a few fruitless hours trying to fix it myself, then proceeded to the Apple Store. Cost? $200. An easier solution. Then, I found Peter. A 30-something guy, Peter works in a shoebox of an office in San Francisco's financial district. There is a work table, a water cooler, some mismatched furniture, and, crucially, a letter tacked to his bulletin board with the following words printed in large block letters. People love us on Yelp. To Peter and millions of other local businesses, Yelp, the San Francisco-based company that has become the largest and best source for online reviews, might as well be the internet. I had found Peter by doing a quick search for home button repair using the Yelp app on my barely functional iPhone. I used the app to get directions, and within 10 minutes, Peter was dissecting my phone. Cost? $89, less than half what Apple charges. It was, as I would write in my Yelp review, another 5-star experience. Yelp's mission. When I relate my story to Yelp's 35-year-old CEO and co-founder, Jeremy Stoppelman, he gives me a sly grin. The mission, he tells me, is connecting people with great local businesses. He makes it sound simple, but in fact, Stoppelman is tackling several of the most bedeviling problems to challenge internet companies today. Yelp is in the local advertising business, a market that no internet company has ever truly disrupted, but one so tantalizingly large, worth between $90 billion and $130 billion, depending on whom you ask, that it has attracted the likes of Facebook, Google, and Groupon, larger rivals that would like to crush Yelp. Its users are increasingly coming via mobile phones, which are reputedly less amenable to ads. Going local. Despite this daunting list, Stoppelman operates like someone who knows something nobody else does. Yelp has built a business that's the envy of its rivals. To understand why Yelp is well-positioned in the fight to digitize local advertising, first, consider the prevailing attitude of the competition. Local is the holy grail of the internet, Sheryl Sandberg, COO of Facebook, told analysts in July. The problem with local businesses is they are just not very tech-savvy. Her curious suggestion that local businesses are somehow to blame for failing, as she put it, to adapt things that we would think they would obviously adapt, doesn't hold up to scrutiny. Local businesses are, in fact, buying online ads, $19 billion worth in 2012, according to Gordon Borrell, whose eponymous research firm specializes in local media. They're just not buying much on Facebook or Google. The sales force. Perhaps the most contrary move Stoppelman has made as Yelp CEO has been to embrace what's been anathema to his Web 2.0 contemporaries. He hired a sales force. Stoppelman has lifted his approach from the granddaddy of local advertising, the Yellow Pages. Yelp's advertising program is similar to the Yellow Pages, too. Businesses buy subscriptions for several hundred dollars a month in order to promote their reviews and to add special tweaks to their profiles. While critics knock Facebook for its low advertising rates, which are about $1 for every 1,000 impressions in the United States, Yelp has the opposite problem. It gets accused of charging too much. Thing is, the majority of Yelp's customers and advertisers don't seem to mind. In August, Yelp reported that it had 32,000 paying clients, more than double the total from last year. An additional 791,000 businesses have free accounts where they can post pictures and respond to users' reviews. A rare genius. Yelp's sales force would be meaningless if the reviews weren't useful. Yelp initially limited critiques to a few hundred characters, but every month or so, Stoppelman would double the limit to try to keep up with the users' critical enthusiasm. Today, reviews max out at 5,001 characters and often include a comical level of detail. Yelp reviews may be plagued with frequent misspellings, overexuberance, and curious digressions, but they are generally accurate. The company's genius is in taking these idiosyncratic assessments and making sense of them. Yelp's review algorithm gives each establishment an average star ranking and filters out shills and less experienced critics. Typically, the pushback about Yelp is, "What does some college kid know about restaurants?" says Michael Luca, an economist at Harvard Business School. People tend to assume that crowdsourced information is so erratic that it's impossible to extract meaningful signals from it, but that's not true. Proving the point. Luca has the data to prove it. In a recent study, he compared Yelp ratings of restaurants in Washington State with actual sales figures reported to the state's Department of Revenue. He found that a one-star improvement in a business's Yelp rating was associated with, on average, a revenue increase between 5% and 9%. Stoppelman points out an interesting wrinkle in the study. Whereas independent restaurants received an outsized benefit from good Yelp reviews, chain restaurants appear to be unaffected by their reviews, either good or bad. That's something we theorized about early on, Stoppelman says. We thought that the main reason somebody ends up at Starbucks is that they don't want to deal with the possibility that the independent coffee shop isn't any good. But with Yelp, you have that confidence. Vocabulary focus. Fractious. Fruitless. Dissect. Amenable. Daunting. Prevailing. Savvy. Digression. Idiosyncratic. Outsize.
This ends the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, May 2013.